I'm honored, and I'm actually so pleased not only to serve in his administration, but to have this particular job that affects, on a day-to-day basis, more people than anyone else. 13,500 employees directly with DCF, and about that same number with our partners.
DCF has been reorganized many times in the past, but this is the first time the agency has reorganized itself rather than the legislature doing it for them. Butterworth thinks this will improve service.
Tallahassee should not be making decisions. It should be made locally at the lowest level possible and practical, because you will get an instant answer that way, as opposed to waiting for it to go to Tallahassee and come back down. And so that, we think, is going to make a big difference.
Butterworth said that one of his biggest accomplishments was to resolve the issue of people who are judged incompetent to stand trial, lingering in local jails rather than being transferred to beds in state hospitals.
We established a program here with the public defender and the sheriff, where we started to work with those people who were determined incompetent immediately within the jail setting, and also with the legislature and Governor Chris was able to get us additional dollars. So we started opening up more cells. And the good part about it was that now, today, we only have about 8 people in the entire system, the entire jail system, that are waiting to go to a state hospital.
When a child in foster care turns 18, she will no longer receive any services at all. This is called aging out. Butterworth said that this is the biggest problem facing his agency, and it was important to fund a program so that these 18-year-olds could continue to receive services while they finish school.
This year, in order to fully fund the program, we needed an additional $20 million. Governor Chris put it in his budget, a top priority. Legislature gave us $1 million. There's going to be well over 500 youngsters aging out this year that will not be able to get that $892, which is not that much money. 18 years old, going to be on the street. 3% will graduate college. 40% will be homeless very quickly. Many of them will be in Sheriff Coates and other jails. For us to have these children do that, I think, speaks very poorly of us as a society.
Butterworth stressed that under his leadership, DCF would operate more transparently. He also said that roughly half of the department's budget is contracted out to nonprofits around the state.
We have a $3 billion budget. $1.5 billion is farmed out. It's farmed out, contracted out. But what we do, though, and it's great, because now it's local entities, local not-for-profits, that are contracting with the state in order to provide services such as foster care and adoption. And the lead agencies will then contract out with other entities in order to do the work that they have to do.
Butterworth told WMNF that he hoped business organizations would put pressure on the legislature to ensure that children and family programs are a priority.
A great deal of business community leaders are on our various boards that we contract with, and usually their businesses are very generous with helping out various entities on the local level. It would help, though, to have the business communities, the Florida Chamber of Commerce and others to say to the appropriation committees that the issues dealing with our children are number one issue in the state. We are not addressing that need. We need additional dollars. Therefore, we urge you to provide more dollars to social service agencies that deal with our children.